You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about how community testing works for COVID-19. Governor Evers says the goal is to ramp up testing to complete about 12,000 tests per day or 85,000 per week. Are you planning to go to a drive-through testing site? What do you want to know about whether you should be tested for COVID-19? Have you been tested this week? Did you get the results? What was the process like? Join in at any point. We're at 800-642-1234. Arielle Smith is Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation for Public Health Madison and Dane County. Arielle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
We also have Captain Joe Trovato, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard. Captain Trovato, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me as well. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Captain Trovato, let's start with you. More testing for the coronavirus is a key aspect of the governor's plan. What determined the locations of the community testing sites throughout the state?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Ultimately, this is something that starts at the local level, and we are a supporting element. So local emergency managers or health departments make a request to the State Emergency Operations Center, who then reaches out to a number of different resources. In many cases, that is the Wisconsin National Guard, because we have the testing capacity. But ultimately, the local community kind of decides if that's a resource that they need. And then if so, then we're available as a resource to those communities.
And I understand you've dispatched 25 mobile testing teams of the Guard?
That's correct. We have 25 teams that are now operational across Wisconsin, and those teams are set up. Just yesterday, they were at in 10 different communities across Wisconsin, and that number is a little bit deceiving because a number of those communities have multiple teams in their communities. Like, for example, Milwaukee has 6 teams spread just between their 2 community-based testing sites, and then another team that's split at a local health clinic as well. So there's, you know, 7 to 8 teams just operating in Milwaukee.
Arielle, you are heavily involved in the logistics for the Madison sites. Can you take us to these sites and where they are and how you decided where to put them?
Sure. So we scouted a few locations, but we were really focused on trying to find somewhere that was really accessible to the community, could hold a lot of people, right? Because we've got a big population in Madison, Dane County, and essentially one that's also conducive to the changing weather conditions in Wisconsin. So we really tried to find somewhere that had the option for us to move inside, which, as you can see today in Madison, we've got some rain going. So we're going to be shifting our operations so that we don't have folks waiting in the rain. So that was a lot of our decision-making points for finding an ideal location.
Do you tend to see people driving up or walking up? Is it a mix of both?
Yeah, we've actually seen a good mix of both. Most people prefer to drive up and stay in their vehicles, which is great. But we do also want to accommodate folks who wanted to either take public transportation and walk up or bike up.
Arielle, are there plans to expand testing in communities? I mean, in terms of what you know in Madison, and how are you working with the National Guard at this point?
Sure. So we, right now, a lot of our focus is on this community testing site at Alliant Energy Center. But moving forward, we recognize the need for more testing in targeted communities in our areas to make it really, really accessible for folks to get tested who want and need a test. So I would say that's a part right now of our phase 2 planning that we're working on, is making some more availability in our neighborhood and kind of more centralized communities.
We're talking with Arielle Smith, the Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation Division for Public Health Madison and Dane County. Captain Joe Trovato is here, spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard. You can join in with your questions about testing for COVID-19. Are you concerned you might have been in contact with someone with the coronavirus? What questions do you have about testing procedures and what the test is like? Have you been tested this week at a community site? How did it go? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Captain Trovato, about 600 members of the Guard are working with local health departments. How likely will more Guard members be deployed for this mission?
Well, we have approximately 1,400 citizen soldiers and airmen from the Wisconsin National Guard who are serving in a direct support capacity to the state's COVID-19 response in some capacity, because we do have other missions ongoing as well. Right now, the state has asked us to have these 25 teams. So that's where we're at currently. Right now, I don't anticipate that number growing for specimen collection. It was originally we had three teams, and those were on standby kind of right at the beginning of our response starting in mid-March. And then that number started to grow. We went up to 11 teams and then to 15 teams, and then just in the last week, we've grown to 25 specimen collection teams. So it's certainly a possibility, but at the same time, right now, that's what we've been asked to provide.
What kind of numbers are you seeing on specimen collection as you look around the state?
Well, I actually just pulled the numbers from this morning, and we have now just Wisconsin National Guard teams. There are other sources of specimen collection as well, but we have now collected over 28,000 specimens just from our teams. Yesterday alone, we had almost 4,800 collected at our sites across the state. So it's definitely growing. Milwaukee seems to be the biggest one, certainly. The two community sites there, we've collected about 3,000 at each community site. One is a little more than 3,000 and one is just under 3,000.
Well, let's take a call now. Jerry is joining us from Waukesha this morning. Hi, Jerry.
Hi there.
Hi. What is your question?
Well, my question is, we're doing a lot of testing and, you know, maybe less than we'd like to. I'd like to know what the end result of all of this testing is going to be, how it's going to help us, what we're going to learn, because we're spending a ton of money to do it.
Ariel,
and I don't know where all that data is going to go.
Yeah, Ariel, can you field that? What is this testing and the impact of it and the reason to keep scaling it up?
Sure. So one of the reasons we want to scale up testing is we've finally gotten the amount of supplies and manpower needed to facilitate mass testing. So for some folks, it's really just those who haven't been able to get into their healthcare provider or have had other barriers to testing now have the ability to do so. Also from a public health surveillance perspective, it's really great that we have a better idea of those who maybe have some flu-like symptoms or those who are asymptomatic folks who aren't experiencing any symptoms at all, but feel that they've either been in contact or at risk of having COVID-19, have the ability to get the test for peace of mind. And from a data perspective, that really helps us conduct some public health surveillance and understand kind of what the disease state currently looks like.
We're talking about Wisconsin's effort to do community COVID-19 testing around the state, drive-through sites. The National Guard is staffing locations. Captain Joe Trovato is filling us in. Ariel Smith there, director with Public Health Madison and Dane County. What are your questions about COVID-19 in Wisconsin? Are you worried you might have the virus? What do you want to know before you go in getting tested? Be part of this. 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about free community COVID-19 testing in Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Tests are available at community sites staffed by the Wisconsin National Guard around the state. No appointments. You can drive up, walk up at the Guard's testing locations. Have you or a loved one contracted the coronavirus? Have you navigated the healthcare system? What was it like to get tested? Still time for your questions, your situation. 800-642-1234. We're talking with Arielle Smith with Public Health Madison in Dane County. She's helping to coordinate logistics for Madison's testing. And Captain Joe Trovato is here. He's with the Wisconsin National Guard. Arielle, you know, data collection and personal data is, you know, a very important issue with people. What information should people bring with them to the testing sites, and what is done with that information?
Sure. So information that folks should bring with them to the testing site includes name, date of birth, address, county of residence, and a great phone number to reach them at. I just want to make clear that we are not requesting anybody to bring or show their ID to the site. So we've tried to make this really as accessible as possible. And that information is input into a statewide database that tracks communicable diseases. And what we do is we really just use that information to contact you to provide you your results. So whether you were your test came back negative or if your test came back positive and kind of what your next step should be if that was the case.
Captain Trovato, how exactly is the test administered? Can you walk us through it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you arrive at a Wisconsin National Guard supported testing site, we will greet you with someone who is probably wearing a gown and a surgical mask, and they'll probably have a clipboard, and they'll come on up and just verify some administrative information, and they're going to get your verbal consent for a test. And then from there, you're going to move on to the second station where they actually conduct the swabbing, and it's not a super invasive swab. The original tests were a little more so, but the ones that are currently in use are much smaller and less invasive. And so then it's about probably a 10-second process where they will do a nasal swab, and then they put that swab back into a sealed container, and then they'll hand you a little bit of information to go home with, and then that's really about it. So it's a fairly simple process.
We've seen pictures of National Guard's members wearing a lot of protective equipment, personal protective equipment, PPE. What should people coming to these sites be wearing? Do you recommend masks, for instance?
I don't believe that is. I actually would yield to Arielle on that, but the reason the National Guard is wearing such extensive PPE is because one, those are the suits that we train with. It's what we have on hand already. It's what we're familiar with, and probably most importantly, they're reusable. So ultimately, we are not depleting any civilian stockpiles of PPE when we're using them. So they may look a little bit intimidating or scary even in some cases, but there's a reason that we're using them. They're well above and beyond what would be required for COVID-19, but we're using our military gas masks and our own Tyvek suits so we don't have to deplete civilian supplies of PPE.
Arielle, what would you recommend for people who go to get tested and how they should stay safe as they are going through the testing process?
Sure. So we are not requiring folks to wear masks as they approach or come to the testing site. I would say, though, if you are planning to make any other stops, if this is kind of your one outing that you're doing for the week, and you're going to get tested and then, you know, headed somewhere else, that we absolutely encourage you to wear any face covering, after you leave us. But once you're at the testing site so that they can have access to your nasal cavity for the swab, you will have to either pull down or remove your mask just as an awareness.
We're talking with Arielle Smith, Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation for Public Health Madison and Dane County. We also have Captain Joe Travado, spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard, gathering your questions about testing at community sites for COVID-19. Join in 800-642-1234. Arielle, explain where specimens are sent after they are collected by the National Guard.
Sure. So the specimens are sent to the Exact Sciences Laboratory, and they're running the specimens daily.
And how long does it take for a test result to come back, Arielle?
So right now we're averaging about 3 to 5 days for a test result to come back. And in that within that window, you should be getting a call from either National Guard staff or us, depending on if your result is positive or negative.
What would you suggest people do during those days they're waiting for the results?
So we are suggesting that people continue to self-isolate until they receive those results. And again, that's just continuing with the physical distancing guidelines and doing your best to kind of stay home and only going out and interacting in public spaces when necessary.
Captain Travado, have you seen other National Guard units in other states conducting these community-wide testing? Have you looked for best practices elsewhere?
Definitely, yeah. Early on, you know, there were a few states that where COVID-19 had kind of taken hold earlier than it had in Wisconsin, and there were other National Guard states that were implementing this same practice. So we absolutely borrowed heavily from other states. And, you know, they had kind of refined the specimen collection process, the drive-through testing and things like that. So we definitely borrowed a lot from that. And then, you know, we've had some time. Our first specimen collection teams were operational back in March. And so they really began training, refining those processes to make it as efficient as possible. So, but absolutely, other states have done it.
Yeah, and as you've refined in the last few weeks, do you find that that is cutting down on wait times? What tweaks have you made?
Definitely. Well, actually, even Milwaukee is a perfect example. On Monday was the first day of community-based testing. And as many people probably saw in the news, you know, we had several hundred people who were lined up waiting for a test even before the site opened that morning. So there was automatically a backlog to begin with, just because of the sheer volume. And so recognizing that within a few hours of opening that site, we had an additional team on site. We were opening additional drive-through lanes to try to cut through some of that backlog and improve the efficiency as much as possible. And then I think you could see from the last couple of days, there really hasn't been much of a wait time, even though they're processing, you know, 1,000 people a day at these sites. So there's definitely ways to kind of tweak and ramp up and ramp down the testing capacity at all of those sites.
Arielle, we've had some recent conversation about contact tracing and how that works, but you know, when those test results come back and someone gets a call that it is positive, tell us what happens after that.
Sure. So after someone gets a call that they are positive, we go over some kind of basic next steps. We make sure that that person is either, you know, still feeling well and okay, even though that they have a positive result. And if they're not, we direct them to the appropriate kind of healthcare resources, depending on what kind of symptoms they're feeling or next steps and best practice.
And then in terms of contact tracing, that they will, you'll provide then some people you've been in contact with. And then, you know, what is that type back and forth, that exchange like with the person who has been tested?
Sure. So we collect some information about kind of where you've been over the last, I believe it's 7 or 14 days. And then we also collect some information about any individuals that you may have interacted with and close contact so that we can reach out to them as well and encourage them to get tested.
Arielle, are you doing any refining of this in Madison? Do you find that there are different changes you're making to community testing that might help streamline this operation?
Sure. So I think for our daily on-site operations, I mean, the Guard has been essential and crucial, and we really appreciate their kind of willingness and attention to detail on how we contract and expand our operations depending on the amount of folks that we're getting on an hourly basis. And so we are definitely keeping in mind that we'll probably and hopefully see an increase on Saturday. We really want everybody to come out and get tested if they would like to be. And so we're making some plans for that. And as I mentioned earlier, we are also making some weather adjustments so that folks aren't having to spend a lot of time outside in either the rain. And I think hopefully we're past the cold season, but trying to make it as smooth and as comfortable for everybody as possible.
Arielle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Captain Trovato, thank you for being here.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Arielle Smith, Director of Policy Planning and Evaluation for Public Health Madison and Dane County, and Captain Joe Trovato, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard. Coming up, we talk with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief about the state Supreme Court's decision to overrule the governor's Safer at Home order and what comes next. How do you feel about the ruling? Let's talk about it after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.